the veteran-owned Ted Miles Motors in Atascadero.
The cars you want, the people you like.
Serving you for 49 consecutive years.
Just plain good deals without the hype.
Ted Miles Motors, same location since 1975.
Selling cars the way it should be done. And giving you service that's second to none.
Driven to be the best.
Ted Miles Motors, in business for 49 years, has sold over 13,000 vehicles and is the longest established used car dealer in San Luis Obispo County. So whether buying or selling a car, truck, van, SUV, motorhome, or classic car, visit their easy-to-navigate website, TedMilesMotors.com, or their showroom, 7380 El Camino Real in Atascadero, next to Farrell's Auto Repair.
Driven to be the best!
Ted Miles Motors, Atascadero.
The Creston Community Church will be hosting its second annual Fall Women's Ministry Conference October 18th and 19th. Deanna Ramsey, who has spoken at Hume Lake, is going to take the ladies on a journey of being rooted in faith and grace. She will show how God loves us and has plans for us. Dinner on Friday, breakfast and lunch Saturday. The Creston Community Church is on O'Donovan Road. For more information, contact Becky Nunez at beckynunez0123@gmail.com or go to crestonchurch.com.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, October 17, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors discussing San Simeon CSD District dissolution. County law enforcement agencies seeking missing passerables teen. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. It's 49 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. The next County Board of Supervisors meeting is Tuesday, October 22nd. On the board's agenda is a discussion for assisting with the San Simeon Community Services District dissolution process. The CSD first began its dissolution on May 2, 2024, filing its application to the San Luis Obispo Local Agency Formation Commission, or LAFCO, on May 16th. The agenda says LAFCO found the application was incomplete and insufficient for dissolution. Given the limited resources for the CSD and the need for a comprehensive analysis to LAFCO, county staff and CSD representatives are looking into hiring a firm to assist in completing the application. The firm would conduct a comprehensive analysis of the CSD and allow for both the county and the CSD to consider all options and their associated costs for potential dissolution. If this request is approved, staff will return with a request to enter into a contract. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. The Passerables Police Department, alongside other law enforcement agencies in the county, announced they're looking for a missing teen last seen on Monday, October 14th, in downtown Paso Robles. Police are looking for 16-year-old Josiah Arculeta. He is 5 feet 11 inches tall, weighs around 165 pounds, has shoulder-length brown hair and brown eyes, and was last seen wearing a white T-shirt and blue jeans. Anyone with information of his whereabouts is encouraged to contact the sheriff's office or their local law enforcement agency. Arroyo Grande suspect for arson and murder charged by DA's office. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products, and special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank, and we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we say value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The District Attorney's Office announced they have filed criminal charges against 29-year-old Ellen Fonseca Osillo for murder, attempted murder, arson, and assaulting a police animal. These charges come from the incident earlier this week in Arroyo Grande on October 14th, where Osillo allegedly stabbed both his parents and set their house on fire, killing his father and injuring his mother. He is scheduled to be arraigned in Department 3 of the Superior Court of San Luis Obispo County this morning. The Templeton Area Advisory Group's next meeting is tonight at 6:30. On the board's business agenda is a discussion for a land use application known as Eden's Dream. The project is located about 2.8 miles east of the city of Atascadero at 4337 to 4339 South El Pomar Road in Templeton. The site would be used for cannabis cultivation and processing. TAG's agenda says the site will feature a greenhouse facility for indoor cannabis cultivation, metal barn structures for processing activities, storage and office usage, water tanks, portable restrooms, and a compost area. TAG will also conduct a review of this project's final proposed mitigated negative declaration document on November 4th, 2024. TAG meetings are in person only. Closures to the off-ramp to San Diego Way in Atascadero will continue today from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The closure will commence once more tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. This closure allows for the repaving of San Diego Way. Detour signs will be posted to assist motorists with traffic control. The Sheriff's Advisory Foundation will be holding its annual fundraiser this Saturday, October 19th, at the White Barn in San Luis Obispo. A release for the event says the Sheriff's Office will be hosting a thrilling murder mystery evening, where the Sheriff's Office will showcase their talents and skills in unraveling a complex crime. The event is open to the public, with tickets available for purchase online at safslow.org. In sports, Major League Baseball, for the League Championship Series, yesterday the Dodgers shut out the Mets 8-0. The Dodgers now lead the series 2-1. Tonight, both league series will resume. The Yankees will face the Guardians for the third round, leading 2-0, and the Dodgers and Mets will once again face off in round 3. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Family members of Eric and Lyle Menendez coming together to call for their release from prison. Joan Vandermolen, the sister of Kitty Menendez, who the brothers were convicted of killing, believing the boys were abused.
We know that abuse has long-lasting effects, and victims of trauma sometimes act in ways that are very difficult to understand.
Brothers found guilty of killing their parents nearly 3 decades ago. The L.A. County D.A. recently saying he's reviewing the case. Orange County D.A.'s office charging 49 people with misdemeanors for failing to disperse during a pro-Palestine protest at UC Irvine in May. 2 UC Irvine faculty members, a teaching assistant, and 21 students among those charged.
And I literally turned to check on the students behind me, and at that point heard an officer yell, "Grab him."
51-year-old Brooke Hale, a lecturer at the university, among the defendants in court Wednesday. Millions of phones across the state will buzz with an earthquake warning at 10:17 this morning for the Great California Shakeout. Jeff Scott, California News.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account, plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers, plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you can make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. Even though he has begun bracing for impacts of H5N1 bird flu since April, Tulare County dairy farmer Preston Fernandez said it still came as a surprise when milk samples from his farm tested positive for the virus last month. As the leading dairy state in the nation, California now has the most bird flu cases in its milking herds. As of October 11th, 100 cases have been confirmed. Of the 14 states hit by bird flu in dairy cattle, California is one of two that have reported new infections in the past 30 days. Exactly how the virus spreads from the herd to herd is not fully understood. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Some clouds this morning will give way to sunny skies in the afternoon, highs in the upper 70s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 43, north-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies this weekend, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny skies on Tuesday, mostly sunny on Wednesday, then partly cloudy on Thursday next week. Low 80s this weekend into Monday, mid-80s on Tuesday and Wednesday, then about 81 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:18.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
Hi, I'm Wesley Dawes with Stove and Spa Center, and it might be hot now, but winter is just around the corner. So Stove and Spa Center is having a huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. We're overstocked, so don't miss out on big savings on quality cast wood and gas stoves by Hearthstone. How would you like being warmer this next winter and save money too? It's possible with a gas or wood stove from Hearthstone. Hearthstone's highly efficient wood and gas stoves come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Hearthstone stoves and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's big sale. All the products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Hearthstone stoves during Stove and Spa Center's 36th anniversary sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove & Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curb Rail and Moore Roads.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Retail sales rose 0.4% in September, with spending up in a broad range of categories, online retailers, restaurants, and grocery stores. The reading is stronger than the 0.3% anticipated by most economists and up from the 0.1% increase in August. The boost occurred even though gasoline prices moderated, so people were spending less on fuel. Excluding auto sales, spending was even stronger, up 0.5%. Also, the number of new claims for unemployment benefits last week came in at 241,000 fewer than expected. The European Central Bank has lowered interest rates by 0.25%. It's the third 0.25% cut for the ECB, which started cutting 3 months before the Federal Reserve. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, this is Susie Anderson. Have you heard about all the problems in Atascadero? No, you haven't. That's because things are going good and getting better every day. Keep a smooth running team in place. Vote for Seth Peek, Mark Duriz for City Council, and Charles Bourbeau for Mayor. Keep Atascadero moving forward. Keep Atascadero on the right track. Vote Peek, Duriz, and Bourbeau, paid for by Better Atascadero.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Richie Gamble reminding you to get your fun on, because there is always something happening at the Tatchy Palace. Like, every Monday, you can earn free gas. Then you can earn more free gas and popcorn every Wednesday. Then Thursdays, you can earn free pizza. Pizza! And let's not forget live music every weekend from the Coyote Entertainment Center to our casino bars. I mean, you show up here and they guaranteed got something going on. So come get your fun on at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Hi, Jean. This is Anne. Remember, my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved. We found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech set and ready to go. And it's brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. 238-5775. 238-KPRL.
KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, sound off 12:30 till 2. Karen will have on Mike and Eric talking about different things like the changes in the polls here in the county and other things having to do with political and, well, California, maybe some props and maybe the national election as well. So enjoy that this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Also, I want to update you from the completely unscientific but absolutely poll from yesterday on the measure I-24. I think it's I-24 in Paso Robles. It was 26 no's and 8 yeses. So today we're doing Tascadero, the ballot measure L-24, which is essentially the same, to provide funding that cannot be seized by Sacramento and will be used locally for such things as repair of neighborhood roads, as opposed to foreign roads, aging infrastructure, along with other vital general government needs, and shall the city extend its current half-cent per dollar sales tax, providing the money until ended by voters with Citizens Committee oversight, of course. So, folks in Atascadero, it's a simple yes or no. Do you want this to continue or not? You can email in and also give us a call here on the phone. It is that simple, freedom of speech. So, let's see here. Got an email. This has to do, I'm sure, if, well, not sure. If you were listening yesterday on what's going on with Hunter Breeze and the allegations against Hunter Breeze from a particular lady signed, and I guess maybe signed by some others. Of course, you know Hunter is running for trustee Area 3 seat in the school board against incumbent Nathan Williams. By the way, Nathan was asked, according to Karen, to appear on the show yesterday. He declined, which is his right. But in a complaint filed with the San Luis Obispo County District Attorney's Office in September, Camille Katz, she asked investigators to look into her allegations. Breeze does not live on Red Cloud Road, a home owned by Sharon Johnson. Katz claims the neighbors have not seen him there. Well, let me reintroduce you to this lady, Katz. She has been very vocal, and you may remember this one.
You guys appointed somebody who, in my opinion, was so far right-winged, you were going to put his hate in front of the children. Let me tell you what it says on the website for Marines. I looked it up. He always is putting Semper Fi, and I'm sorry, we don't need a Marine to be running kids here. We need people with care, people with empathy. And the people on the right, you guys are crazy, too political, man.
So that's this adult. Anyway, so Hunter did respond yesterday regarding that, but before we get to that, I have an email that I received. And it just says Hunter Breeze here. Very interesting timing for this issue to pop up now, especially considering those involved. This Katz lady has been very outspoken against conservatives and people of faith. And this William character, who has been on the board and has done nothing but help ruin the district, putting flyers in mailboxes, if true, I believe that is illegal. So far, the left has stolen Hunter's signs, defaced Lauren McCoy's signs, and now this. The people can put an end to this nonsense. Stand up to subhumans like this Katz lady and don't put Williams back in office. Okay, thank you for that. But, you know, when I was listening to yesterday on this issue, and I thought Hunter did a very good job of responding to the, well, nobody's seen him at this site and so forth and so on, and his explanation was justified. But also, I thought, we forget because he says you got to remember how young he is and he wanted to get out of his parents' house. Didn't all of us want to do that? And then by circumstances, because of his connections, that he got a good deal on something. And that would be a rental home here in Paso Robles. And also while helping out, which turns out to be friends. How many of us in our lifetime, at various stages of our life, you were able to do something because of connections you had, and I don't mean connections in a sleazy way. Let me just say, with relationships. I think most of us could probably say we have been helped by relationships with people that we have, whether it's this issue or many other issues, finding a job, finding this, helping out with that. I can recall so many in my life, particularly in Louisville, where I was able to get into places and meet some people because of the people that I knew.
not because of anything on my own, because I knew these people. I got to see and meet quite a few people that some names you may recognize, Denny Crum, and some other mostly athletic, but into coach's office, Johnny Majors, you name it, because of people I knew. And locally, the same thing. I mean, I was able to sell a car, which I never wish I never would have sold. Jerry Renault helped me sell it because I didn't want to deal with it, because I knew Jerry. So I benefited from that, from the relationship I have. That is not uncommon. Or is it against the law? So this, that it's coming out now, and nothing can be done, from my understanding, until after the election. But it does just paint, in some people's mind, because they won't read into details, or they don't have brains and are able to think this through, and just see that something smells here. And I'm not talking on Hunter's side either, that the timing of this and the people involved, this has been going on back and forth. They despise the right. They despise Lauren, they despise Hunter, and they despise Kenny. And as she said, we're crazy, shouldn't have a Marine, or Marines are no good, et cetera, et cetera. So this is what's going on, and it's up to the people. Do you want these types of folks in your school district? Not in your school district, on your school board. So the choice will be coming in just a couple of weeks. So I suggest that you go to the Karen's piece in Cal Coast News and read about this. Read about this. And I can't remember exactly when Karen was talking about the when you file, why did this information come public so soon and the timing on it. But apparently that the Katz lady, she called the Fish Wrap, the Tribune. So anyway, that's what's going on, and just a nice little quiet local election. Nice little local election. All right, a little update for you. And, oh, excuse me. Somebody sent me a, I don't know what it was. It's Join Us PG&E in Person event in Creston. And I have all the forwarding addresses this thing went to, but there's nothing on the page. So I don't know if that's just the introduction or the invite itself. So if you know or have it, if you can resend it, I'm just curious to see exactly what it said. All right, speaking of that, due to strong winds in the forecast at the end of the week, PG&E is telling us, or warning, that the public safety power shutoffs are possible for certain areas, mostly remote, in eastern San Luis Obispo County and then also in parts of Santa Barbara County. Now, these outages could start Friday morning, maybe around 7 o'clock, and continue until the afternoon, early afternoon on Saturday. And because of the weather forecast, the strongest winds are expected, and so they want to make sure they're attended to prevent wildfires from sparking during periods of hot, dry, and windy weather. And you can go to the PG&E website and put in your address and see if it can be affected. So you will be affected. So suggest that you do that. And we've been having more and more of these power outages in the last couple of years. And it's almost like, you know, I remember, a lady called in yesterday talking about she moved here 50 years ago. And we had power outages. I wasn't here 50 years ago, but we were having power outages all the time. And it just seems like it's more now than before. So there you have that. All right, Chris, you may have to end this conversation because it has to do with technical stuff.
Oh, boy.
Meaning you're not going to understand what I'm talking about because I don't know what I'm talking about. I saw this. It was during the ball game yesterday with the Mets, the Mutts, and the Bums.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a commercial, I thought, for sunglasses that can record. Glasses that can record. Have you ever heard of that?
Not necessarily. I mean, the closest thing I've heard of would be Google Glass, but that was many years back in high school when that thing was first introduced.
So I saw that, because it was something on it, and, I was kind of half paying attention. And it said that these glasses are with cameras are intended for adults. And so you wouldn't know if somebody's videotaping you. They could be walking around doing whatever, and they could be videotaping you. Now, from my understanding, some states like California have strict laws that require consent from all parties involved in recording, particularly in private settings. It doesn't say specifically here with these glasses. I remember a few years ago down at the beach, a lady, she was just, she was just taking pictures of, you know, things there at the beach. And she pointed at me. I just got out of the water, and she was pointing at me, and I told her politely, no. And she was fine. She was fine. And, you know, other people don't care. And that's up to them. But just think of the ramifications of somebody. You wear glasses, right?
Yeah, I do.
All right. You have the ability to have those glasses on, and you're videotaping people without them knowing it. Does that sound a little kinky?
It sounds a little, I don't know if kinky is the right word, but.
Would you like it?
Not particularly.
I don't think most of us would either. So it got me to thinking some more. You go into a locker in the gym, and it has, you can't use the, you know, the cell phone, your cell phone or cameras in the gym. Well, if I have just regular glasses on, who's going to know what I'm doing? Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Just a quick statement on what you're talking about. James O'Keefe, the investigative reporter, can't think of the Veritas, Project Veritas. He uses those glasses, and he actually promotes those glasses on his website, and there's also a pin that you can put into your pocket. It looks like a regular pin that has a micro SD card that you can use just like the glasses, and it picks up sound and records video when, you know, again, you don't know that it's there. You see it, but you don't know that it's recording you.
Are you okay with that?
Not really. No, I mean, as an investigative reporter, potentially yes, but there's all kinds of things, Kevin, that there's a USB plug-in that you can plug into your wall outlet that's actually a camera, but it's also a charge port, so it looks kind of innocent. They have them, I think it's, they're probably all on Amazon, but there's a clock that has a little space in there for a micro SD card that they can record, so, you know, sitting on the mantle, and it's motion activated. So just a lot of technology, a lot of interesting stuff that you can get. Scary, yes.
Yeah, it is scary, but I guess one of the concerns is, will people use it for their convenience or for evil?
Some of the stuff that I see is not good. They've had, like, Airbnbs where they've had hidden cameras in, you know, in the bedrooms, the bathrooms, and stuff like that for obviously perverted reasons, but and not security purposes. I mean, cameras on the outside of your house, that's one thing. Cameras on the inside of the house, if you're leaving your home and you want to be notified if something happens internally, you know, they have motion-activated cameras and stuff like that, but still, that's just, you just really don't know if somebody's recording you or where you're going to be recorded, in a bathroom or what have you.
Yeah, and then where does that information go?
Exactly. Well, probably in the wrong hands.
Well, yeah, I mean, just on the social things, and I don't know if it can be traced once they do that, but, boy, you know, like most of us, technology has made our lives in some cases easier, but it just seems, for me, because I'm a dinosaur, I think it's getting more dangerous.
Yeah, well, and we're being watched, too. I mean, they have cameras, I know that they have that in Europe where they're watching traffic, they're watching all kinds of different things, and monitoring different things with facial recognition and so forth. So I mean, it's kind of concerning, really, especially with AI coming into play too. Some of the stuff, the deep fake stuff, is really scary.
So I don't know how to present this, but long term, so these type of devices become more accessible to people, and more people have them because they, you know, they like that stuff, and again, for, you know, evil purposes and even for perverted reasons. What do you think that does to us as far as communicating with people and just going about our daily lives, going to the store, walking down the street, going to the gym, et cetera, et cetera? What do you think that does to us in the future?
I think that it's conditioning, really. It's conditioning, making sure that, you know, well, this is the way it's going to be. I'm going to be monitored every time I walk into the store or every time I drive through, the traffic cameras, you know, if I'm running a red light or what have you. So you start to accept it. But the deeper reality, I think, is the fact that I'm reading a book right now, and some of the stuff like on TikTok, some of the stuff that was produced in China that was sold to the United States or sells in the United States, and there was actually a lawsuit against one of the companies, two companies actually, but one of them was for smart televisions and the way that they can access information from your smart television, monitor what you're watching through a backdoor channel into the system, your security systems. I think it was Hikvision was one of the companies, and the United States government was using Hikvision security systems, but there was a backdoor into the recording apparatus that they can get into, so they could actually monitor those people who were monitoring people. So, and that's in a book, again, that I'm reading right now. So it's really, it's kind of scary in a way, because if you have a laptop computer and they can turn on your camera, I mean, a lot of people have pieces of tape and stuff over their camera, but they can still mic it. You can still hear a microphone, and that's the other thing, was if that was acceptable or accessible, that you could listen in on conversations without even knowing it.
I think it, as a society, again, long-term, we become more paranoid.
I think
anxiety. And I think it's going to create more violence. Because people, we won't be able to trust one another.
That's an interesting way to look at it. That's a deep thought. Yes.
Well, again, I always try to go to, okay, where is this going? This isn't just going here and staying put. It's like rules and regulations. You know, once the foot's in the door, it's gonna keep getting wider and wider. So it doesn't end here. People will use it for, you know, just think of all the purposes that they could use this for, and not just to be fun and it's a nice little toy and all this stuff. Nope, it's some serious stuff.
Yes, yeah, and I mean it's. I mean, look at, and I'll let you go. But monitoring just information that people are downloading on their computer, watching on videos, TikTok videos, or YouTube channels, or whatever, even X. You know, so they're. Because I'm sure that they're monitoring things as we pass them back and forth and so forth. What your political stance is, what you like about, okay, this guy talks about this. Oh, well, that, you know, they put a flag saying, well, now this guy just texted this to him, and I just emailed that to you. And you know, so it's like, okay, so what are they collecting this information for? Is it just product research or not? But to sell you different products, if you're watching this, if you're watching that, just like they do on TV.
Well, you know who gets a hold of this when they already have, to an extent, as you mentioned, our government. And for what purpose would they use that for? Well, maybe to control more and more of us in our behaviors.
Yes.
It's, look, that's kind of there in a way, with vague threats from the government, and we've seen with people's speech and being kicked off some social media for their comments or disinformation on who's deciding what disinformation is. Well, the government wants to do that. You know, I've told you about this California stations that the government has already entered in with Google for news sources. Well, that's government money, and they're controlling it, so they'll be controlling the output like they did with the media in Venezuela and other countries.
Yeah, that's what's scary about Soros, and I know you're concerned about that too, but that's definitely three steps backwards in what I think should be a happening, because you know where that's going to go.
Yeah, that's easy to read, definitely. Well, hey, thank you so much for the information. I appreciate it.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Right, goodbye. Remember, because I read this several weeks ago now, you're not voting for a person. You're voting for America. All right, we're going to exit stage left. That's this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The next County Board of Supervisors meeting is Tuesday, October 22nd. On the board's agenda is a discussion for assisting with the San Simeon Community Services District dissolution process. Staff is seeking permission from the board to search for a firm to do a comprehensive analysis of the CSD for dissolution. The district attorney's office announced they have filed criminal charges against 29-year-old Alan Fonseca Osio for murder, attempted murder, arson, and assaulting a police animal. These charges come from the incident in Arroyo Grande on Monday, where Osio allegedly stabbed both his parents and set their house on fire. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Sue Guzman. Vice President Kamala Harris interviewed by Fox's Brett Baer Wednesday night. At one point, Baer questioned Harris about why she was unable to accomplish her goals during her years in office.
If you're turning the page, you've been in office for 3.5 years.
And Donald Trump has been running for office.
But you've been the person holding the office.
Come on. Madam Vice President. You and I both know what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
Former President Trump addressing a Latino crowd in Miami last night in a town hall hosted by Univision, vowing to lower inflation if he returns to the Oval Office.
4 years ago, you had no inflation. Now you have record-setting inflation. What they've done to this country is incredible in so many different ways.
And the Archdiocese of Los Angeles has agreed to pay $800 million to settle childhood sex abuse claims. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Michael Rivera, running for Paso Robles City Council. If elected, I'll work for a strict ban on camping in the Salinas Riverbed. We don't need to serve homelessness, we need to end it. That's real compassion. I'll work to require people camping in the riverbed to accept services or face consequences. The pollution in the riverbed must stop. Finally, we need to fix our roads. This should be job one. Please elect me to Paso Robles City Council. I'm Michael Rivera.
Paid for by committee to elect Michael Rivera for City Council.
We see you there, stuck in traffic, maybe a cubicle, daydreaming about an escape, a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. We're going big this October at Chumash Casino Resort, giving away over $500,000 in cash and prizes. That's something. Everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawings every Sunday, earn entries now. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you live in Paso Robles and plan to vote in November, your police officers and firefighters associations urge you to vote yes on Measure I-24. I-24 is simply a continuation of a half-cent sales tax we are already paying, and the money raised has funded more than $78 million in road repairs. If I-24 fails, funding will be directed away from police and fire, resulting in fewer officers and firefighters available for emergencies. Voting yes on I-24 is a vote for public safety.
10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports, brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
National League Championship Series in New York last night, the Dodgers rolled over the Mets 8-0, their second shutout romp in the series, which they lead 2-1. L.A. scratched out a couple of runs in the second inning on a walk, an error, an infield hit, and a sacrifice fly. Then they unpacked the whooping sticks. Kike Hernandez belted a two-run shot to left center in the sixth. Shohei Ohtani pulled a three-run dinger out to right in the eighth. And Max Muncy capped it off with a leadoff shot in the ninth. Five Dodger pitchers allowed just four singles and struck out 13. Hernandez says everybody contributed.
I'm glad I was able to get on base for Shohei to hit that ball that still hasn't landed. And shout out to the pitching staff. Shout out to Will calling that game behind the plate, another shutout. And turn the page and look forward to tomorrow.
Game four is tonight at Citi Field. ALCS resumes today in Cleveland. The Yankees up 2-0 on the Guardians. Three-time reigning batting champ Luis Arraez of the Padres had surgery on his left thumb, which he injured on a slide back in June. He was hitting .310 at the time. He finished at 314. He's good. NHL Wednesday, the Penguins blunted the Sabres 6-5 on Sidney Crosby's overtime goal. That and two assists make him the 10th player to pass 1,600 points for his career. Evgeny Malkin got his 500th career goal in the game as well. Maple Leafs crunched the Kings 6-2. Auston Matthews, last year's top goal scorer, got his first goal this season in Toronto's fourth game, plus his first two assists. Bruins beat the Avalanche 5-3. Colorado slips to 0-4 to start the season, three of those losses at home, and the Ducks down to Utah 5-4 in overtime for their first victory. That's Thursday sports.
All righty, coming up this Sunday, triple header, 9:30, the Eagles and the Giants, then it's the Raiders and the Rams, late game Jets and the Steelers, all here on the Right Choice KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside and Paso Robles. It is 8 minutes away from 7.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. He'd be the main man. Little clouds and sunshine, mid to upper 70s, clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 30s. Upper 70s on Friday, low 80s Saturday, Sunday, Monday, mid 80s Tuesday, Wednesday, and low 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 5, up and down, 7:12 a.m., 6:25 p.m. It is 51. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt in Templeton. He is your guy. All right, moving along here swiftly on this Thursday edition on The Right Choice.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. It's at the nice new location, the Oaks Plaza, near the Guest House Grill. Checking in to see what critters may be out and about and make sure they get back home where they need to be. Well, for the day, nothing to report, but I have this another little Marlon Perkins fact for you. Pigs are smarter than dogs. Pigs are considered to be one of the most intelligent domestic animals, often ranking higher than dogs and even some primates in intelligence tests. Yes, indeed, probably on the political side of things, too. They are capable of solving puzzles and learning tricks.
Probably not as smart as the crows are, though.
No, but they are. They taste better than crows.
That's for sure.
They are, so.
You ever heard the expression, eating crow?
Yes. Yes, I have heard that. And speaking of expressions, we kind of have that coming up here on trivia. So.
Oh, okay. Nice tie-in.
Yep. Let's see here. What was I going to do? I was going to do the clothes, is what we call it. Oh, no. First, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters, Atascadero. It's your one-stop shop for guns, ammo, archery, education, and gunsmithing services, all at the same location. Alrighty, just about 5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL. Moving on to trivia. Trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. Every day they're open for breakfast and lunch. You are qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, I am looking for a phrase. without giving it away directly. This phrase originated in the 1700s when early European settlers in America used it to describe a narrow area of land, such as a wooded area or meadow. That doesn't help at all. Also, it says the phrase comes from the sense of a neck of a strip. Well, okay. In Britain, this refers to land with water on both sides, but early Americans used it to mean a settlement in some area. We use this in the, I came up with it because when I was driving in, I was listening to Rich Valdez, and one of the callers said, well, because if I say the beginning, the word there, it's going to be too easy, which I may have to do as we run out of time. Well, Chris got it.
All right.
So help me out here. What other clues might you give?
That's a very tough one to give clues on.
Maybe I should have planned this out a little bit better then. But hey, folks, if Chris can get it. All right, let's see here. Hi, good morning. Hello, you're
from sea to shiny sea.
Whatever that's saying. Hi, good morning.
Peninsula.
No, this is an expression or a phrase. Peninsula. I shouldn't because my hint has been so bad. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. The neck of the woods.
Yes, neck of the woods, sir. You and Chris are the two smartest people in Paso Robles or in the North County today.
Excellent.
When you go about your day, everybody should listen to you. And if they don't, just say, well, I'm the second or one of the two smartest people in the North County.
I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you.
And what do you think the response will be?
Everybody knows I'm the smartest person in the North County.
Oh, I'm sorry. My fault.
Anyway, my name's Dave Lowe. I hope I haven't called in too many times. So
I don't remember your name, Dave. Don't worry.
I waited past 90 days to call again. Okay. Thank you.
All right, bye. There you have Dave Lowe, among the two smartest people here in the North County. The phrase comes from the idea of a neck as a strip of land, which was a term used in England around, now we're back to 1555, to describe land with water on both sides. Neck of the woods. Oh, used to mean settlement in the woods, neck from the neck of the woods, etc., etc. So that's an expression. I don't hear it that much, though. Do you, Chris?
I do, and I use it to, you know, ask people, hey, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Really?
Yeah.
So all you youngins, you use that?
I don't know about all of us youngins, but at least one of us does.
I'm way past the time. Go ahead.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Closures to San Diego Way off-ramp in Atascadero will be closed once more today. The closure will go from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., then from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow. The Templeton Area Advisory Group's next meeting is tonight at 6:30 p.m. On the board's business agenda is a discussion for a cannabis processing and cultivation center land use application. Tag meetings are in person only. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Now here's the example I found here. He is one of the wealthiest men in our neck of the woods. There you go. All right, we have two more to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.